Stella and Rafe had scheduled a meeting to discuss the manufacture of the new Ansibles. The Nexus government wanted them badly enough to pay a premium for the right to have them made on Nexus. That business done, Rafe had mentioned that he'd met Kai briefly. Stella stiffened at once and pounced.
You let her alone.
I'm not doing anything.
No? You're certainly exuding interest in that direction. And she doesn't need to be hurt again.
Rafe felt a surge of irrational anger.
Who hurt her? You mentioned that once before.
It's none of your business. It happened while she was in the academy, or rather, after she was kicked out.
Rafe sat very still, refraining from saying that, though it was none of his business, Stella seemed ready to share the gossip.
I don't know much about the man. A fellow cadet, I know that much. I heard her father telling my father about it. He approved, I think. Family not as wealthy as ours, but respectable. Ranked very high, like Kai. Hal, I think his name was. I don't remember the rest of it. My father said he might be after Kai for her money, but her father said not. Am I boring you, Rafe?
No, but you said it wasn't my business.
I saw the letter. She forgot, left it behind in the ship after she transferred to Osmond's. As a breakup letter, it was about as nasty as you can imagine. Clearly distancing himself from whatever trouble she was in. Insulting. Even sent her back her class ring all mutilated.
Stella quoted a few of the juicier phrases.
I kept it. In case she ever remembers, she left it there and wants it.
Stupid young twit.
Rafe could imagine the depth of pain that would cause a woman like Kai. His knuckles ached to meet the fellow's face.
Yes. Scared, too, I think. Kai stirred up a political storm, you see, just trying to do a good deed. But my point is, Rafe, that she's been hurt. And she doesn't need your kind of man upsetting her.
I would never...
Stella held up her hand.
Rafe, even granting that you may have changed enough to take over at ISC and act the part of a respectable corporate executive, I know you too well. You might not intend to hurt her, but you would.
Because?
Because you're not serious about her.
Stella held up her hand again, though he had said nothing.
You have never been serious about anyone, though I admit you now seem to be serious about ISC. And your own family, perhaps. But you're not serious about Kai. I don't see you giving up what you have now, ISC, your family, to court and marry her and be with her for the rest of your life and hers. Can you tell me that's what you're thinking?
He was not thinking. He was feeling. And what he felt was outside his experience and his expectation.
I love her.
You think you love her. But if you do, it's as a little sister.
No, I have a little sister. A little sister I care for and protect. What I feel for Kai is not that.
He looked past Stella at the Vata Transport logo on the wall behind her, then met her eyes again.
It's up to me and to Kai herself, Stella, what we do. Not you.
I was afraid you'd start sounding like Toby and his girlfriend. Rafe, you're too old for that nonsense. You have responsibilities, as have I. Kai has responsibilities. And if she's distracted by you or anyone else, we may all be lost. You cannot, you must not distract her.
I thought of that. I did. It's why I didn't tell her anything. But the war will be over, one way or the other.
You're not right for her, Rafe. She needs someone with the same interests, the same expertise. She's not ever going to be a corporate wife.
That's her decision.
Stella just looked at him.
I know. She's not... But I don't want her to be... To be like my mother or anything. I do care. I do love her.
Then let her alone. I know you, Rafe, remember? Not just that time we had, but the background I did on you for Aunt Grace.
I am capable of change.
Maybe. And you aren't the same as you were the last time I saw you, I'll give you that. But you still aren't what she needs, not after that Hal fellow.
I won't hurt her that way.
She doesn't need to be hurt anyway.
I'm not going to.
Well, see that you don't. Because I'll be watching.
She was watching. The Nexus government was watching. His father and his father's old friends in ISC were watching. All like vultures perched on a cliff, eyeing a lame wild sheep limping slowly along below, waiting for it to fall, hoping it would fall. Like Parmina in that way, in wanting him to prove how base, how faithless, how incapable he was. Rafe slid into his CEO persona as easily as into a well-tailored jacket and met Stella's gaze with bland equanimity.
I'm sure you're right.
Stella gave him another suspicious look, which he met with all armor on. She could not hurt him. She could not stop him. Nobody could, except Kai. And if, for reasons even he had to admit were, for the time being, operable, he could not have Kai, nothing could stop him from the pursuit of the man who had hurt Kai. Hal. He knew better than to ask Stella for the rest of the man's name, but someone he knew would know someone who knew or could find out. Presumably, he had graduated from the academy. Presumably, he was, or had been, an officer in Slaughter Keys Space Force.
I'm serious.
Rafe forced himself to smile, the neutral and acceptable smile of one CEO to another.
I'm sure you are. But now, I must go, because I have to meet with the Deputy Minister of Defense, who will, I'm sure, want to know what we are doing to ensure the reliability of the system Ansel's here.
If she weren't my cousin and an orphan, I could be more sympathetic.
Rafe waved a hand, dismissing the entire topic.
Let me assure you that damaging your family is far from my mind, and that also means I'm fighting the board on behalf of Vada Enterprises.
I know. I was told that by our people here.
Stella glanced at the clock.
Don't be late for your meeting. I'll see you at the dinner tonight.
Kai had not realized how many uniforms an admiral might need, how many public appearances must be made, at what levels of formality. She fastened the last button on her new evening dress tunic, mentally reviewing the various sensitive areas she must avoid this evening. She would meet, for the first time, the Nexus diplomats, and Rafe would be there. Well, she could handle that part. No more romantic fantasies. Everyone should be well satisfied that she was a cool, adult professional with no adolescent yearnings for the unattainable CEO of ISC. The Slaughter Key ambassador should not be a problem, nor his military attaché. Dan Pettigrew had been invited again as Bissonette's representative, and Teddy Ransom as head of Ransom's Rangers. Teddy, uninterested in meetings, had accepted the dinner invitation, and Kai decided to let the Watchers assume that's where her affections, if any, lay. Teddy, it turned out, had chosen the most flamboyant of his uniforms, white with gold, at his side a sword that Kai suspected was not merely ornamental. Gold buttons, gold braid, gold stripe on the white trousers. At least his shoes were black and had no tassels. With her white dress tunic and dark slacks, they made, she was aware, a striking pair. Especially as Teddy, enacting his romantic mindset, paid her every gallant attention. Never mind. It would divert attention from the unacceptable.